President Obama weighed in on the Trayvon Martin death and the ongoing problem of racial profiling today. It comes at a time when his administration has put out mixed signals about profiling here in New York. WNYC's Kathleen Horan explains.
In New York City, the debate about racial profiling has centered around Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Critics of the NYPD say under his tenure, blacks and Latinos have been unjustly targeted with stop and frisks. Kelly has strenuously defended the tactic. This week, the Obama administration praised Kelly personally, but criticized his policies. President Obama said he was well qualified for the position of Homeland Security Chief, calling the city's top cop one of the best there is in law enforcement. But a day earlier, attorney Eric Holder described the city's stop and frisk record as outrageous and cited it as an example of racial profiling by police. The mixed messages come at a time when Mayor Michael Bloomberg is poised to veto a bill that would expand the definition of racial profiling. And as a court decision is expected in the federal lawsuit challenging the way the NYPD has been conducting stop and frisks. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.